WYPR is here to keep you connected to your community. And as our communities change amid the coronavirus pandemic, that connection is more important than ever before. Member support makes it possible. And if you can, we hope you'll help us out. If you're a sustaining member, consider increasing your monthly pledge or become a new member with a first-time gift. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link. And thanks.
As challenging as many older workers have found it to save money for retirement, the situation may be even worse for younger workers. The rising cost of education represents a major challenge for millennials trying to get a head start on saving for retirement. As indicated by CNN Money, last year, 7 out of 10 graduates had loans to pay. These graduates left college $37,000 in debt on average. These same millennials are being pummeled by stagnant wages. Hourly wages in the U.S. have expanded by only 9% over the past three decades. On top of that, home prices are rising faster than wages. Consequently, more Americans are renting homes than at any point over the past 50 years. Owning real estate has been a key factor in helping older generations produce wealth. However, young people have been stuck paying lofty rents, including in communities producing lots of jobs like Boston, New York, San Francisco, and Seattle. Pensions represent yet another consideration. Three decades ago, more than 30% of private workers had a pension. That's down to just 14% today. That may help explain why people younger than 35 are collectively associated with a negative savings rate. There are many implications, including the fact that younger folk shouldn't wait to produce detailed household budgets. They should also ensure that they have the best possible deal on student loans. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.